Each time you come without permission, I will add another month to your denial sentence. Goddess smirked, arms folded, looking down at the pet that groveled beneath her boots. He didn't know it yet, but he was about to become the unwitting victim of succubus orgasm denial training. He nodded. Yes, mistress. Thank you, mistress. Lowering his head, she watched him kiss the tip of each of her boots. Very good. Now get out of my sight. The slave went to his chambers and laid on his cot, still excited from the day's events, and desperate to please his goddess and make it to his 30-day mark. He fell fast asleep, but slept fitfully, tossing and turning and having disturbing dreams. Twice that night he woke up with a start, swearing he heard a voice, felt a touch, but there was no one there. The sun rose and the slave stretched and opened his eyes. His body ached in a peculiar way he couldn't place, and then he looked down. To his horror, there was seminal fluid spattered all over his belly. What? He gasped. But I didn't. He jumped up frantically, rushing to clean the mess, but it was too late. He heard her laughter behind him. My goodness, you didn't even last a whole 24 hours. Very well, then. 60 days it is. Every night for the next 3 nights, the slave lived in fear of going to sleep. He started losing sleep, trying to stay up, paranoid that it would happen again. He begged his goddess to lock his dick up, begged and pleaded to be fitted for a cock cage so there was no way he could accidentally touch himself and come. But she dismissed him and told him that part of his training would be having to practice self-control, and that this also included not having wet dreams. She could see his every move. There were cameras fitted all over the mansion, so if he tried to sneak a wank session, he would be caught and punished. Every night, after finally succumbing to sleep, he would have the same fitful dream. A beautiful dark-haired seductress, slipping into his chambers and stroking him, making so hard and so aroused that he couldn't help but release. His punishment for coming was always the most humiliating, painful, and degrading task. And it was worse for him if he denied any wrongdoing. Sleep deprivation and grueling punishments began to chip away at his mind. He started to break. He started to hear and see things during the day that made no sense. But the worst was yet to come. On the fifth morning, the slave awoke, this time with fresh scratches on his back and torso and thighs, like something had clawed at him as he slept. Cum freshly spilled on his belly. The slave had already accrued several months of denial. What's worse is he got no pleasure whatsoever from the nocturnal emissions. This was beyond BDSM and beyond torment. Every morning since the first, he'd wake up feeling like something had drained him and stolen his soul. He resigned himself to knowing that when Mistress awoke, she was going to add yet another 30 days to his sentence. His body ached from his punishments day after day and from whatever had scratched him up the night before. He had only one real fear. The thing he feared even more than not being allowed to come. He dreaded having to report to the great room, knowing she could see his disobedience on the monitor as he entered her room. Raising his head and catching his reflection, he noticed how much older he looked in only a matter of days. Lifting his head, his eyes widened in horror. as he saw the very demon that had been stealing his seed for the past week, and right next to it, the very thing he feared most, waiting for him as she laughed. Did you like that story? I would like to hear from you. Leave me a comment, and of course, call me and we can get your succubus orgasm denial training started. All you have to do is call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. Talk soon.